My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we said at the beginning of this Mass, in summarizing the message of the readings of today, four words can be applied, and they are wisdom, expectation, vigilance, and preparation. In the first reading of today, taken from the book of wisdom, it talks about wisdom. God has wisdom in fullness. In fact, God is wisdom itself. All of us participate in the wisdom of God. We share his wisdom. The second reading describes the expectation and vigilance in the community of Thessalonica. And in the gospel of today, Jesus uses the parable of the 10 virgins to describe the good and the bad attitude of preparation towards the kingdom of heaven. Now, the encounter of the 10 virgins with the bridegroom in the parable of the gospel of today could be interpreted as our encounter with Jesus, which could also have the immediate and the remote dimensions. Talking about the immediate dimension, as we are celebrating this Mass, we are encountering Jesus. At prayers, we encounter Jesus. When the readings were read, especially the gospel, we encountered Jesus. As we are giving this homily, we are encountering Jesus. We shall encounter him at the reception of the Holy Communion. In fact, in the entire celebration of the Mass, we encounter Jesus. In the spirit of this encounter, one may ask, especially the young ones, what do I benefit when I participate fully in the celebration of the Holy Mass? We benefit a lot of things. We benefit a lot. Let us mention but a few. Number one, at Mass, we obtain the grace to repent from mortal sin. Number two, at Mass, venial sins are forgiven. For those who are in the state of grace, the emphasis is on those who are in the state of grace, meaning those who are without mortal sin. Number three, the temporal punishment due to sin is forgiven. I hope we know what temporal punishment means. Then number four, at Mass, we are sure that God hears our prayer because it is our Lord himself that prays for us. It is Jesus that offers the sacrifice of the Mass, and equally, he is the victim being offered. So, the highest prayer one can say is the sacrifice of the Mass. Now, many of us might have noticed that whenever we have football game or soccer match or even music concert or basketball, which is famous here in US, basketball competition, you see many people going to the venues of these competitions in thousands. And at the venues, all the seats will be occupied, and some will be even standing. But it is painful that sometimes when we come to Mass on Sundays or weekdays, we see empty pews. Then I begin to ask myself, music concert, football games, soccer, competitions, basketball, and all that, and the Holy Mass, which one is more important than the other? Is it not the Holy Mass that leads us to salvation? Now, talking about the remote encounter with Jesus, that is our encounter with him hereafter. Let me use this story to describe that encounter. There was this story told of a woman whose name was Martha. She loved the church and her community. And she would go to all the dinners and the potlucks organized in her community. And whenever the dessert time came, at the end of the meal, she was always told, "Save your fork, for the best is yet to come." As she was getting on in age, she decided to organize or plan her own funeral arrangements. She met with her pastor and the bereavement team and expressed her wishes. The hymns she wanted sung, the scripture passages she wanted read, and she had one final and unusual request. She gave them an object with a note wrapped around it and told them to keep that object on top of her casket on the day of her burial. Few months after, she died. And on top of her casket, on the day of her burial, very close to the crucifix, was a fork with a note that said, "I saved my fork because the best is yet to come." Yeah, the woman was right. The best is yet to come, but not here on earth. Hereafter, they are in heaven, where all of us shall be to have eternal banquet with our Lord. And there we shall have our lamps shining with oil in them, and no one will go out looking for oil. I ask you this question to end our reflection. Have you ever seen someone sleeping during a football match or soccer competition? Have you ever seen? I have never seen one. But when you go to the venues of this competition or during music concert, you see that the spectators are always awake. With enthusiasm, the Germans will say, with engagement, watching what is happening. But have you ever seen someone sleeping at Mass, during Mass? Have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen someone sleeping at Mass? I have seen so many sleeping, but not here in St. Bruno. Not here, please.